们再一同读几节的圣经。
Let's read a few passages together.
我们第一个看《生命记》第一章三四八节。
Let's first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 18.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
生命记第一章
Deuteronomy chapter 1
我们从三十六节读到三十八节
We'll read from verse 36 to verse 38
唯有耶夫里的儿子加勒必得看见并且我要将他所踏过的地赐给他和他的子孙因为他专心跟从我耶和华为你的缘故也向我发怒说你必不得进入那地三十八节伺候你论的儿子约书亚他必得进入那地你要勉励他因为他要使以色列人承受那地为业
Except Caleb, son of Jephunneh He will see it, and I will give him and his descendants of the land he set his feet on, because he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Because of you, the Lord became angry with me also and said, You shall not enter it either, but your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, will enter it. Encourage him, because he will lead Israel to inherit it.
我们注意三十八节的前面两个字伺候
And we will emphasize on the first two words of verse 38 to minister to
这个伺候两个字是给摩西的帮手约书亚论的儿子约书亚是摩西的帮手就伺候给帮手是一个意思
And this is talking about Joshua. He's the assistant. And this minister and assistant are really the same word.
以后我们再看生命记三十四章第九节
Now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9.
生命记三十四章第九节论的儿子约书亚因为摩西曾按手在他头上就被智慧的灵充满以色列人便听从他照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了
Now Joshua son of Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hand on him so the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses
在这里没有说到摩西的帮手约书亚就协助约书亚
Here did not mention that Joshua as an assistant but just mentioned Joshua
因为这个时候摩西已经要离开已经离开世界
Because at this time Moses had to leave the world
但是约书亚写约书亚记的时候约书亚还是纪念他原来的身份
But as Joshua wrote his book, the book of Joshua, he remembered his position.
所以我们看约书亚第一章第一节。
So if we turn to Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
约书亚第一章就是下面一页哦。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手论的儿子约书亚说。
It said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid.
这里约书亚自己写自己传记的时候，也是写征服迦南地的历史的时候，他自己又把原来他自己做摩西的帮手整个身份又记载下来。
So Joshua is writing his biography or the history of how they inherit the land of Canaan. He again used the word that he at the position as the aide of Moses.
以后我们再看到约书亚记二十四章最后，约书亚也没有再写说他是摩西的帮手。
But at the end of this book, at Joshua 24, then he did not mention the word that he's the assistant of Moses.
我们看二十四章最后有好多约书亚自己说，约书亚说，约书亚说，但是约书亚并没有说到他是摩西的帮手。
We'll see that he used the word a lot to say that then Joshua said, but he did not use the word that he's the aide of Moses.
但是最后我们看到二十九节，在这里说这些事以后，耶和华的仆人论的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。
But then at verse 29, you will see that after these things, Joshua son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110.
圣经我们就先读到这里。
We'll just read that so many passages now.
前一个主日，我稍微就提一个约书亚最后的话语。
And last Sunday, I have mentioned the last words of Joshua.
可以做我们侍奉的榜样。
To be the example for us in our ministry.
就是刚刚我们所读的宣召的经文。
And that's the calling verses we have just read.
那就是在约书亚第二十四章第十五节。
And that was in chapter Joshua 24, verse 15.
约书亚就说，我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And here Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这是约书亚的一生的目的。
And this is the purpose of Joshua.
他的愿望。
And his wish.
也是在开始的时候，他就有这样的愿望。
In the beginning, he will have this wish.
最后他也是有这样的愿望。
Even at the end of his life, he had this wish.
我们看到约书亚记的时候，就是接着摩西五经。
When we see the book of Joshua, it's continued from the five books of Moses.
我们知道圣经常常是给我们有很多的教训。
We see that the Bible teaches us a lot of lessons.
但是圣经里面的事情和人物常常给我们说到预表。
But the events and the characters in the Bible gives us a lot of revelation.
特别以色列离开埃及进入迦南地得迦南的牛奶鱼蜜之地为业。
Especially when the Israelites went into the Canaan, the land of Canaan, to inherit the milk and honey, the place with that.
在这里有两个伟大的人物。
There are two great people here.
但是这两个伟大的人物都是非常谦卑的侍奉主。
And these two great people, they are very humble to serve the Lord.
第一个就是摩西。
And the first one is Moses.
摩西可以预表到主耶稣基督的救赎。
And Moses can prophesy the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
另外一位就是约书亚。
And the other one is Joshua.
这个约书亚就是预表到基督的得胜，基督的复活，基督的丰富。
And this Joshua will represent the victory of our Lord and the abundance of our Lord.
所以若是我们有时候好像不大了解为什么我们要相信主耶稣。
And sometimes we don't understand why do we need to believe in Jesus.
我们若是读了出埃及记给约书亚记，我们就不得不相信绝位的耶稣乃是我们的救主。
But if we read Exodus and also the book of Joshua, then we have to believe that this Jesus is our Lord.
他也是叫我们在他的里面得着了丰富。
And he will give us abundance in him.
因为这个迦南牛奶鱼蜜之地。
Because this land of milk and honey.
也并不是预表将来的天堂。
It's not representing the heaven in the future.
乃是预表到我们接受主耶稣的人在基督里面我们所要得的丰富丰盛。
but to represent the riches that we will inherit as we become Christians.
我们又回到，单单我们看到约书亚。
And earlier we have looked at Joshua.
在民数记13章第16节，我们知道约书亚原来的名字名叫何西亚。
We saw from the book of Numbers in chapter 13 is that the Joshua original name is Hoshea.
当摩西要派12个探子进入迦南去看看迦南的地到底是如何。
When Moses wanted to send 12 spies into the land of Canaan to see what kind of land that is,
每一个以色列的支派就派一个族长进去。
So each tribe of Israel will send a leader into it.
在以弗莲的支派就派约书亚。
In the tribe of Ephraim, they sent Joshua.
所以特别到了这个以弗莲的族长何西亚的时候， 民数记13章16节就告诉我们说，摩西就称约以何西亚为约书亚。
And especially when it mentioned from the tribe of Ephraim, Moses will call Hosea, son of Nun, to be Joshua.
Hosea的意思乃是救赎、拯救的意思。
And the meaning of Hosea is the salvation.
那约书亚的意思也就是神是拯救。
And the meaning of Joshua is also God is the salvation.
那意思神是救恩。
Or God is redemption.
约书亚这个名字在新约的里面有一个名字就是耶稣。
In the New Testament, Joshua has a name meaning Jesus.
所以耶稣的意思就是他要救自己的百姓从罪恶里出来。
The meaning of Jesus is that he will save his own people from sin.
所以我们说信耶稣是我们的救主。
So we said we believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
在使徒行传第4章第12节说，除他以外别无拯救。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it says, apart from his name there is no other salvation.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Because there's no other name given under heaven or earth that we can depend on to be saved.
只有耶稣是我们的救主。
Only our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
所以凡相信主耶稣愿意接受这位耶稣的人， 他就可以得着了救恩，得着了拯救。
So all those who are willing to believe him, he will receive salvation.
这是约书亚的名字的意义。
This is the meaning of the name of Joshua.
我记得我有一个叔伯的弟弟。
And I remember I have a brother.
他的母亲，我的婶婶是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
My aunt is a very devoted Christian.
他就希望他的儿女们也能够一样的跟他一样的来侍奉神。
So she wished that her children will be just like her to be able to serve the Lord.
所以就他给他的儿子长子起名叫撒母耳。
So she called her firstborn to have the name Samuel.
他希望这个撒母耳将来如同那个 示罗的那个祭司、士师一样的撒母耳。
And she wished that her son would be like the Samuel the prophet.
但是想不到这个撒母耳非常的放荡。
But this Samuel was very loose in his life.
所以成了我的警戒。
So become my example for me.
我并没有给我的儿子起名圣经的名字。
I did not name my sons or children to have any name
from the Bible. 我不是说你们起了圣经的名字是不好的。
I'm not saying that if you give them a Christian name, that's not good.
实在在圣经的名字是一个很好的意思。
There are a lot of good meaning of the names in the Bible.
但是唯恐他们不能够如同我给他起的名字能够一致。
But I was afraid that they cannot live up to the names that I give them.
但是这一个约书亚可以说他是名副其实。
But this Joshua, he will live up to his name.
我们若是读到出埃及记、民数记、生命记和约书亚记。
If we read from the Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy,
我们就可以知道这个约书亚的确可以成了我们侍奉的榜样。
And this Joshua really can be an example of our ministry.
他的名字是神的拯救。
His name is the salvation of God.
他一生的当中也是显明神是拯救。
In his whole life, he will represent how God will save us.
在他的整个的人生的里面所表现的，他真是能够成了主耶稣基督的预表。
He can reveal in his life that he will become the representation how Jesus will be for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的什么叫做侍奉？
So what is our ministry?
什么叫做敬拜？
What is our worship?
什么叫做要以为神做工？
What do you mean by serving the Lord?
不是说我自己要有什么自己的能力来侍奉神。
It's not that I have to have some strength to serve the Lord myself.
真正的侍奉乃是从生命流出来的侍奉。
True ministry will come out just from our life.
真正的侍奉乃是我们的全人。
And the true ministry includes our whole body.
真正的侍奉乃是我们自己名副其实。
And true ministry will be living up to what we should be called for.
这是约书亚给我们第一个侍奉的榜样。
And this is the first example that Joshua had given us.
他的名字原来是约西亚。
His name originally was Hosea.
但是以后摩西就称他为约书亚。
But Moses called him Joshua later.
他就是主耶稣基督希伯来文的名字。
And he's the Hebrew name of our Lord Jesus.
但是我们可以看到另外刚刚我们所读的圣经。
But we can see another thing in the passage we just read.
就叫我里面有很大的惊奇。
It amazed me a lot.
我就觉得为什么约书亚第一章在写约书亚书的时候他又自己提到说我是摩西的榜首。
And why in that later on in the book of Joshua that he said that I'm the aid of Moses?
我们知道约书亚一共活了110岁。
We know Joshua lived to 110 years old.
摩西活了120岁。
And Moses lived up to 120 years.
摩西可以说120岁的当中有40年是在埃及皇宫里面所受的教育和所过的生活。
And Moses had 40 years in Egypt in the palace where he was educated and he lived his life there.
另外40年就是过着旷野牧羊的生活。
The other 40 years he lived in the wilderness.
以后80岁的时候蒙着了神的呼召就回到埃及去把以色列人从法老的手中能够释放出来离开埃及到旷野去侍奉耶和华。
And at 80 years old, he was called by the Lord to return to Egypt to take his people out of Egypt into the wilderness to serve the Lord there.
有的圣经学者就说，约书亚记一共是包括25年的时间。
And people said that the book of Joshua includes about 25 years of history.
但是也有另外的学者就说是包括了30年。
There's some others said maybe 30 years.
我就用约书亚记他进入迦南以后征服迦南以后分地一共有30年。
And I would say that maybe after he entered into the land of Canaan and divided the land for the Israelites, that period of time may have 30 years.
所以他一共是活了110岁。
So totally he lived 110 years.
这个30年减去110就是有80年。
If you minus 30 years from 110, that's 80 years.
那80年的当中我们可以看到他是跟摩西一同在旷野里。
In those 80 years, he was with Moses in the wilderness.
那我们知道另外有40年是在埃及当中。
We know the other 40 years is in Egypt.
所以我们可以知道说约书亚在埃及的40年给他的同胞们一起受法老的苦害。
So we can see that the 40 years that Joshua was with his own people that suffering from the rule of Pharaoh.
以后等到摩西再回到埃及的时候, 耶稣亚就跟摩西一起的同工。
And when Moses returned to Egypt, Joshua was working together with Moses.
圣经并没有很仔细地告诉我们说, 到底耶稣亚当时是做了什么样的角色。
But the Bible did not tell us that what was the role that Joshua had at that time.
我也不便去自己去猜想去解释。
And I don't think I want to guess what was going on.
但是我们从在出埃及17章的里面9节到15节的当中，我们知道，摩西带领以色列人在旷野的当中到了腓利定的地方。
But we know that from Exodus chapter 17, when Moses took the people to this land.
在腓利丁的地方有一个民族就是亚玛利人。
And at this place, there's a tribe called the Amalek.
亚玛利人可以说是我们肉体的代表。
And it represents our flesh.
亚玛利人非常的强悍。
And the Amalek is very strong.
他就来到腓利丁与以色列人征战。
And they came to this land, city here to fight with the Israelites.
这个时候，摩西就吩咐约书亚说：“你去拣选这许多的士兵。”
And Moses told Joshua to go to choose the soldiers.
他说：“我拿着神的杖，就上山去。”
And I will take my staff and I'll go up to the mountain.
在哪一场的大战的里面？
In this big battle there.
我们就看到摩西父二给亚伦。
And we saw that Aaron and this other person.
父二。他们到山上去。
They went up to the mountain.
他们三个人就站在山上。
So they all stood in the mountain.
当摩西举手的时候, 耶稣亚就给他的军队打了胜仗。
And when they raised their hand, then the Israelites will win.
当摩西的手发沉的时候就打了败仗。
But when Moses' hand was put down, and then they will lose.
所以最后富儿就在摩西的一个手。
So later on, Fuhr was standing on one side of the hand.
亚伦就扶着了摩西的另外一只的手。
And Aaron will help Moses on the other hand.
所以摩西一直的举起那个神耶和华的杖，神的杖举手，他们打了胜仗。
So Moses' hand was always laid up so that they can have victory.
我相信耶稣亚很清楚的，打仗不是靠着他自己的力量。
So I think Joshua knows that when you are in a battle, it's not on your own effort only.
这一场的战争乃是靠着神的力量。
And this battle is by the strength of the God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的侍奉，我们不是靠着我们自己的力量能够得胜。
Similarly, brother and sister, our ministry is not by our own strength.
我们的力量乃是从神来的。
Our strength comes from the Lord.
在新约的里面，神给我们一个权利。
And in the New Testament, God gave us a privilege.
当我们来到神的面前的时候,
as we come before the Lord,
我们愿意俯伏在神的面前,
if we bow down before Him,
我们愿意向神祈求的时候,
and to plead, to ask Him for help,
我们愿意举手祷告的时候,
when we raise our hand to pray,
我们就能够胜过一切的仇敌,
then we can have victory over all our enemies.
这是耶稣亚给我们第二个的榜样。
And this is the second example that Joshua had given us.
但是很奇怪的事情,
this is something very strange.
耶稣亚是一个大将军,
and Joshua is a general.
我可以说是一个有谋有远的将军,
and had a lot of strategy and thoughts.
但是以后到了24章的时候就开始记载说他是摩西的帮手。
But then in, later on in the chapter it said that he is the aide of Moses.
我们再看出埃及第24章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及24章第13节。
Chapter 24 verse 13.
摩西和他的帮手耶稣亚起来上了神的山。
said, then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up to on the mountain of God.
这个是摩西上了西乃山。
And this time Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
其他的七十个长老都在山的中间。
And the other 70 elders is just in the middle of the mountain.
百姓都在山下。
And the people is under.
没有人能够进去山顶。
Nobody else can go up to the top of the mountain.
因为耶和华的荣耀在那地方显现。
Because the glory of our God is revealing over
there. 只有摩西能够与神见面。
Only Moses can see God face to face.
但是约书亚在当中。
But Joshua is one of them.
这个有40天的当中，约书亚一直在哪一个地方？
40 days Joshua was there.
但是这样的重要的神的呼召的时候，神所下的那个律法，所说的颁布的律法。
In such an important time that God will give out His commands.
但是圣经仍然说到摩西的帮手，约书亚。
But then the Bible still said this is Joshua, the aide of Moses.
我开始不太明了。
I didn't understand originally.
但是渐渐我就越读越书雅记，我越觉得是在约书亚有一个真正的一个侍奉神的心态。
But as I read the book of Joshua more and more, I see that Joshua really have a good attitude to serve God.
在 King James 圣经的里面翻译一样的是做仆人的。
And in the King James Version, it's also translated as servant.
但是中文我想翻得更准确。
I think the Chinese even have better translation.
他乃是摩西的帮手。
And he's the helper of Moses.
什么叫做帮手？
What do you mean by helpers?
这个帮手乃是做随从的。
And it's the follower.
这个摩西到哪里，他跟到哪里。
Wherever Moses goes, he will have to go.
在中日战争的时候，在我们的县里。 这个大队长不得了。
And in the war between Japan and China, this captain has a lot of
weapons. 但是他有枪。
He has a gun.
所以大家都怕他。
So everybody's afraid of him.
但是常常他有很多的随从。
Many times he has a lot of followers.
那个我们称这个随从叫做情妇兵。
And we call the follower as one of the soldier.
这一个随从要很殷勤的。
And he needs to serve very diligently.
他要常常的保护。
And to protect.
但是他的这个军阶是非常的低。
But their level is very low.
他不过是一个士兵而已。
And just one of the soldiers.
但是耶稣亚是一个大将。
But Joshua, he's the general.
但是在这里说到他乃是中文的很俗话，就我给他翻译说他是摩西的情妇兵。
And I will just translate that Joshua is one of the serving soldiers.
哎呀，我们那边有一个话更不好听。
And there's another phrase that's even worse.
他说这个情妇兵乃是给他提尿壶的。
And this soldier was owned to carry
the pot for 幽灵。你知道，在一个很落后的地方。 你需要那个小便的时候需要一个尿壶。
In this place is not very advanced and you have to carry this pot for urination.
但是好像很不好听。
It sounds like it's not, doesn't sound very good.
但是我这个心脏病发作，几次到医院去也是要用尿壶的。
And I remember when I had a text so many times when I was in the hospital, I need to use that too.
但是有很多这许多的尊贵的高贵的护士。
But there's all these noble nurses.
他要这个服侍这个病人的时候,
as they serve the patients,
他也是给我们拿那个urine pot.
And they would be just carrying this urination pot.
弟兄姊妹, 好像这个名称是很不好听的。
Sounds like the name sounds very bad.
但是这是耶稣亚侍奉的特色。
But this is the special characteristic of Joshua's service.
我又一直想要把耶稣亚的侍奉的榜样都说出来。
And I want to try to think of to name all the examples that Joshua can give us.
但是这一句话在我的心的当中就常常脱不掉耶稣亚乃是摩西的帮手。
But I cannot shed the thought that Joshua is only the aid for Moses.
但是这个帮手有点比较好听。
But some may can have a good better name for it.
他说是给摩西拿水洗手的。
And he would just carry the water for Moses to wash the hands.
但是不管是怎么样的, 摩西到哪一个地方, 耶稣亚要跟到哪一个地方。
But regardless, wherever Moses go to, that Joshua will have to go to.
他是要殷勤的来服侍摩西。
He needs to serve Moses diligently.
他要殷勤的来保护摩西。
He needs to protect Moses diligently.
所以圣经有好几次说到他是摩西的帮手。So
many times it said that he was the aid of Moses.
以后。 他写耶稣亚记的时候,
and later on when he wrote the book of Joshua,
现在他已经做了摩西的继承人,
and he became the successor of Moses.
不单是摩西按手在他的身上,
not only Moses had laid hand on him,
他充满了智慧的灵,
he's filled with spirit of wisdom.
他乃是亲自的耶和华神呼召他,
he got the calling from God directly,
告诉他说他要成了摩西的继承人。
That he will be the successor of Moses.
摩西不得不听从耶和华的话,
and Moses had to listen to the word of the Lord.
要立他做继承人,
to set Joshua as the successor.
要宣告整个以色列的百姓说, 现在耶稣亚乃是首领, 乃是领袖, 乃是大元帅。
And to proclaim to the whole Israelites that Joshua is the leader now.
但是, 在他写耶稣亚记的时候，他仍然的把他原来的身份、谦卑的身份说：“我是摩西的帮手。”
But then, when he wrote the book of Joshua, he still retained that position. He's the aid of Moses.
弟兄姊妹，这是在侍奉上是何等的尊贵的一个名词。
This is such an honorable name in our ministry.
这是何等的蒙福的一个字眼。
And a very blessed name that we can have. We are to be the aid to our Christ. To be just like Joshua. To be the aid to Moses.
我仍然愿意在路加福音的里面，路加好像特别的注意到这许多零零碎碎的事情。
And I want to use the Gospel of Luke, and he seemed to emphasize the little things.
其实路加这许多事情不是零碎的。
And actually, these are not little.
而前一次我就提到路加特别的记载说一个人信主，全家的信主。
I had mentioned that last week that when one person believes in the Lord, the whole household will.
一个人信服侍神，要带领他全家的人来服侍神。
If one person serves the Lord, he will lead his whole family to serve the Lord.
那在新约的我们今天的从耶稣亚所得的榜样所得的教训，我们怎样的做神的仆人？
Today we learn from the lesson of Joshua how to be the servant of God.
我有时候真的不敢说我是主耶稣的仆人。
And sometimes I dare not say that I am the servant of our Lord.
哎呀，我真是不配。
And I'm not worthy.
我真的做耶稣的亲父兵也是不配。Even
to be as the serving soldier, I'm not worthy.
但是路加就告诉我们的如何的要做这一个帮手。But
Luke has told us how to be to the this servant.
我想在旧约的希伯来文的这个帮手两个字。I
think in the Hebrew word of this aid.
我不晓得用哪一个希腊文来代替。
I don't know what which Greek word he used.
但是我就想从路加福音这两个例子的里面，可以让我们了解说，耶稣呀，他如何的做摩西的帮手。
But I want to see from the book of Luke see how Joshua can be the aid.
第一个，我们看路加福音第十二章。Let's
first turn to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
在这里，耶稣就 做了一个比喻。
Here Jesus gave us a parable.
在路加福音第十二章第三十五节。
Chapter 12 verse 35.
到四十节。
to verse 40.
这里是说到, 这个仆人伺候, 主耶稣的人, 如何的要等候, 警醒的等候, 他的再来。
And this is saying the servant serving his master, how he need to wait for the return of the master.
但是只一个, 一个伺候, 这一个警醒, 乃是一个蒙福的警醒。
But this watchfulness is it's a blessed watchfulness.
我好久以前就说到哪一个童女的五个聪明的童女五个愚拙的童女。
And earlier I have talked about the five wise virgins and the five unwise virgins.
我说完了以后，有很多弟兄姊妹有很多不同的反应。
And there will be a lot of, I remember there's a lot of feedback from brothers and
sisters. 我相信那个有很多人就问我到底这个油是什么。
And people will ask me, what is this oil?
怎么样预备油呢?
How do you prepare for the oil?
我想或者在前一个地方也是告诉我们如何的要预备。
And here may be telling us how we should prepare ourselves.
我想我们一节一节的来看。
We'll just read a verse at a time.
在12章35节说, 你们腰里要缩上带。
In verse 35 said, be dressed and ready for service.
灯也要点着。
And keep your lamps burning.
这个腰缩上带就是做仆人的样子。
When you dress with the belt on your waist, it's like a representation of
service.
And this is not just a normal servant.
有的仆人是做管家的。
And some servant will have the managing role.
有的仆人好像地位比较高。
Seems like they have a higher position.
但是这一个仆人好像地位不是很高。
Seems like this servant does not have a high position.
他要随时的做事。
And he needs to work all the time.
他说他腰要缩上带。
So he will have a belt in his waist.
他说灯也要点着。
And the lamps have to be burning.
他三四六节说, 自己好像仆人, 等候主人, 从婚姻的宴席上回来。
It said, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet.
他来到叩门, 就立刻给他开门。
So that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him.
也可以说, 这一个帮手乃是看门的。
Seems like this servant is the, to watch the door.
不单是要长长的殷勤的工作,
not only to work diligently,
并且他要警醒, 主人一回来了, 他要去看门,
that he needs to be alert when the master comes back, he needs to open the door.
太晚了也不行,
cannot be delayed.
他说就立刻给他开门,
he said immediately open the door.
三十七节说, 主人来了,
and verse 37, the master came back.
看见仆人警醒, 那仆人就有福了。
And find that the servant was being alert, then he will be blessed.
耶稣说, 我实在告诉你们,
And Jesus said, I tell you the truth.
主人必叫他们坐席,
And he will have them sit on the banquet.
他说自己说上带,
And then he will put in the belt himself.
进前伺候他们,
to serve them.
我想这个伺候两个字给哪一个帮手很相对。
I think this serving is very similar to the word aid.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
若是我们在主的面前愿意做伺候他的人,
if we are willing to serve our Lord before him,
若是我们在他的 再来的时间警醒地等候他,
if we can be alert and wait for his coming back,
若是我们听他回来的时候赶快就去开门,
if we can open the door immediately when he knocks,
主也是应许我们说那仆人是有福的。
Our Lord Jesus promised that he, this servant will be blessed.
不单这样的他还要来伺候你我。
Not only that, he will then come to serve you and I.
弟兄姊妹我们愿意做哪一种的仆人。
So brother and sister, what kind of servant you want to be?
我们有时候觉得做神的仆人太卑贱了。
And sometimes we thought to be a servant is too lowly.
我记得张荣家牧师是浸信会以前的教育长。
I remember this Pastor Chang is the chairman of the seminary.
他是一个很好的一个传道人, 很会讲道。
He's a very good preacher.
我就记得, 他说传道人好像一个垃圾桶一样的。
He said the preacher is just like a garbage can.
他说什么纸都可以丢进去。
You can throw any kind of paper in it.
弟兄姊妹, 我们就是, 我从这位张牧师的身上学习一个功课。
Brother and sister, from this passage on, I have learned a lesson.
我们若是愿意做垃圾桶,
we're willing to be the garbage can.
神也把我们升高,
and God will raise us up.
要坐在他的席上,
to be sitting in his banquet.
反而他要侍候你我,
and then he will serve you and I.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的主是何等的谦卑。
Brother and sister, our Lord, he is so humble.
他不是高高在上,
he did not just stand up there.
他并不是像今天的教皇,
not like the bishop today.
哦，那个教皇不能够代表耶稣。
And they can, he cannot represent Jesus.
天主教教皇说，我是代表主耶稣基督在世上。
And the bishop will say that I will represent Lord Jesus in this.
主耶稣没有坐在哪一个圣彼得教堂的里面。
And our Lord Jesus does not sit in the St. Peter's Church.
我们的主耶稣常常行走在人间痛苦的人间的当中。
Our Lord Jesus instead will walk in the life that's suffering.
他擦干我们的眼泪。
He will wipe out our tears.
他医治我们的疾病。
And heal our sickness.
他把神的话告诉我们。
And he will give us the word of God.
他带领我们到哪个光明的路上。
To take us to the path of light.
他并且常常地服侍你我。
And then he will serve you and I.
我们的主耶稣说,
And our Lord Jesus said,
人子来不是要受人的服侍。
The Son of Man did not come to be served,
乃是要服侍人,
but to serve others.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And also to die to become redemption of all.
我相信耶稣也说, 我是摩西的帮手。
And I think Joshua would say, I am the helper for Moses.
在这件事情上不但成了我们的榜样,
not only this become our example,
他也是成了主耶稣的预表。
And becomes the representation of our Lord Jesus.
他愿意顺服在摩西的手下。
He is willing to submit to Moses.
我们的主耶稣也是愿意顺服在律法之下。
And our Lord Jesus willing to submit to the laws.
他完全要完全地成就神的旨意。
To accomplish, to fulfill the will of God.
他不但要服侍你我。
Not only he will serve you and I.
他不但要受尽人间一切的讥笑怒骂,
to bear all the scorning from this world,
他并且受了人的鞭打,
and to be whipped by the world,
但是最后他被钉在十字架上,
eventually he was nailed on the cross.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
第二个地方我们看路加福音第17章,
and the second passage we will read from Luke chapter 17.
主耶稣另外又做一个比喻,
and our Lord Jesus gave another parable,
也是讲到我们如何的要来侍奉他,
that how we can serve him.
在17章第7节,
in verse 7 of chapter 17,
17章第7节, 你们只有仆人耕地, 或是放羊, 从田里回来, 就对他说, 你快来坐下吃饭呢。
Says, suppose one of you had a servant plowing and looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat?
第8节说, 不对, 岂不对他说, 你给我预备晚饭, 说善待子伺候我。
He said, would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me?
等我伺候完了, 你才可以伺候吗?
After that, while I eat and drink, you may eat and drink.
第9节, 仆人照所吩咐的去做, 主人还谢谢他吗?
Verse 9, would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do?
第10节, 这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的。
In verse 10, it says, so you also, when you have done everything,
只当说, And
you should say we are unworthy servants.
所做的本是我们应分做的。
We have only done our duty.
我相信后面路加没有写。
And later on, Luke did not write down what happened.
我想哪一个仆人主耶稣也说, 那仆人是有福的。
And I think our Lord Jesus who said that servant will be blessed.
我们要与主一同的坐席。
We will sit and dine with our Lord.
在天国的里面, 他不但是万王之王。
In heaven, he will be the King of Kings.
他告诉我们说, 他乃是天天的要侍候你我。
That he will serve you and I daily.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是不是从约书亚学习一个榜样？
Brothers and sisters, can we learn an example from Joshua?
我们愿意做侍候神的人。
To be one who will serve the Lord.
我们也愿意做侍候人的人。
And to be the one who can serve other people.
我们更是要侍候主内的同工弟兄姊妹们。
Even more so to serve the brothers and sisters and co-workers in the church.
我想我应当要停在这里。
I think I will pass here.
下面我在纲要的里面有特别提到几点。
And in the outline, I have mentioned several other points.
他是一个尽忠的受差遣的人。
He's loyal to what he was sent for.
当摩西差遣12个探子的当中，他是一个。
When Moses sent out the 12 spies, he's one of them.
其他的十个都说谎掉的话。
And the other 10 have said something negative.
只有加勒给耶稣亚，他觉得应当要进去征服迦南地。
Only Caleb and Joshua said that they should go in and take the land.
但是这个时候, 众百姓要用石头打死他。
But then the people want to stone them at this time.
神这个时候要显出他的荣耀。
And God would want to reveal his glory now.
在这里我们看到他是一个忠心与受差遣的。
Here we can see that he is loyal to what he was sent for.
他真实地把事情说出来。
He speak the truth.
今天我们有很多的受差派的。
Today, many of us will be sent.
我有时候就想到很多报告不是真实的。
And sometimes I thought some of these reports are not true.
我们是不是成了一个真实的神所差遣的人？
Are we becoming to be loyal to what we stand for?
这是今天整个世界上许多的宣教的危机。
And this is the danger of today's mission.
我们的宣教的工作是不是真实的？
When we have this mission, is it true?
我们出去的时候，是不是脚踏哪一个地方，乃是要征服哪一个地方？
When we go out to a land, are we to overcome this land?
实实在在有许多的可贵、可佩的宣教士。
Yes, there are many that worthy of our respect.
但是也有很多不可佩、不可敬的宣教士。
But there are also missionaries that we should not respect for.
但愿我们都能够像耶稣一样。
Maybe all will be like Joshua.
虽然有很多的人跟我们不一样,
even though many are different than us,
但是我们仍然把真实的事情说出来,
but we will speak the truth.
另外我们看到他的心中有圣灵,
and then we see that in his heart there is the Spirit.
他是圣灵所充满的,
he's filled with the Spirit.
别人可以从他的身上可看出,
people can see that he has spirit in his life.
摩西可以看出来这个耶稣亚心中有圣灵。
Moses can tell that Joshua has the spirit in his life.
弟兄姊妹有很多弟兄姊妹问我说, 怎么样的传福音?
Brother and sister, many will ask me, how do we share the gospel?
你有什么材料呢?
What kind of materials do you have?
你怎么样可以说服人?
How can you persuade people?
我有时候真的摸不到头绪。
And sometimes I have no idea.
我回去再想在祷告的时候,
when I go back and think about and pray about it,
我还是记住使徒行传第1章第8节。
And I still remember Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
圣灵在你们身上。
When the Spirit come upon you,
你们就必得着了你,
you will receive the strength.
并要在耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 撒玛利亚, 一直到地极,
and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the world.
弟兄姊妹, 外面容易学得到,
we can learn the outward things.
但是我们需要里面的真实,
but we need the truth within us.
我们需要圣灵住在我们里面,
we need the Holy Spirit to live within us.
我们需要圣灵的充满,
we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的力量,
we need the power from the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们已经接受了结尾, 为我们死的主耶稣,
brothers and sisters, we have received this Lord Jesus who had died for us.
我们也是接受了结位从死里复活的主耶稣,
we also receive this Lord who had resurrected from death.
我们也是接受结位升到高天坐在父神的右边的主耶稣,
we have also received the Lord who had ascended to heaven seated on the right hand side of God.
他乐意把圣灵赐给你我,
he's willing to give us the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的能力,
we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们个人需要圣灵的力量,
individually we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们的教会需要圣灵的力量,
as a church we also need the power of the Holy Spirit.
实实在在, 我们不是说要扩大我们盖了多大的礼拜堂,
we're not saying that we need to enlarge our church building.
我们也不是说有多少轰轰烈烈的,
not to have a lot of deeds.
每一次的聚会, 我就要看里面的感应说,
and every service I will just see, do we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit?
但愿神祝福他的话,
may God bless his word.
我就借着耶稣亚的事迹,
and by the deeds that Joshua had done,
成了我们侍奉的榜样,
to become an example for us in
他不单这样,
our ministry.
他一生的敬忠于神,
not only that, he was loyal in his whole life.
在这110年的当中,
in 110 years,
他忠心到死,
he was loyal to the to death,
并且最后他的哪一个遗言,
and then in final days,
他说我和我的家,
he said, for me and my household,
我必定侍奉耶和华,
we will serve the Lord.
我们低头说祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱主, 我们感谢你,
dear dear Lord, we thank you.
把这样的圣经留下来给我们,
you give us this Bible.
好了，好让从你的忠心的仆人约书亚的身上, 我们看到我们要如何的侍奉你。
From your loyal servant Joshua, we learn how we should serve you.
我们在你的面前求主给我们一个顺服的心。
We ask that we will give us a heart of submission before you.
给我们谦卑的灵。
Give us a spirit of humility.
也给我们完全依靠你的心。
To have a heart to totally rely on you.
也给我们一个爱你爱圣徒的心。
And give us a love to love you and love the saints.
主啊，我们在你的面前都愿意这样的说。
Oh Lord, we are willing to say this before you.
我和我家, 我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
求主把这样的恩典赏给我们。
May Lord, you give us this grace.
好让我们仍然有些历史的在世上的时候能够侍候你。
So that we can serve you in our days.
主啊，我们仍然说我们是不配。
We again say that we are not worthy.
求主的恩典，求主的怜悯，赐福给我们。
May you give us this blessing.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.